Hey, Glover, why don't you tell us about yourself? We'll get everybody to get to know you.
Awesome. First, thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited for the conference. I just want to repeat what I said on Twitter. It's not going to be a good conference. This is lining up to be an epic conference. So I'm happy to be there. Just got my tickets today. So super excited. I'm Glauber, calling in today from London, Canada. Not the one in the UK. So I live here in, I moved out of Toronto a couple of years ago. To this small town called London, 2 hours west of Toronto. And now I spend most of my time explaining to people that no, I did not move to the UK, even though my LinkedIn profile clearly says London, Canada. So here I am, excited to fly to Salt Lake City soon. I am the founder and CEO of Thurso, and I come from a systems programming background. My first dabbling into tech, let's call it that way, was true open source with the Linux kernel in the early 2000s, where I worked for around 10 years, most of the time at Red Hat, some of the time in another smaller company, and some of the time purely in the beginning, purely as a open source contributor, which is how I started. I later joined a startup that pivoted into a product called Scylla, which is a database company. In the NoSQL space, and that's how I got involved with databases. And my co-founder and I, like, we've been huge fans of SQLite, as I know you are, for a long time. We believe that is a very underappreciated piece of technology. And in fact, the title of my talk is going to be SQLite's Not a Toy, like as lots of people seem to believe. And I'm hoping to be able to convince a large part of your audience about that. And Thurso is just like SQLite for production. That's how we, how we talk about it.
That is awesome. Yeah, 100% agree. SQLite is not a toy. It is. I'm using it in production and getting like many queries on every request. I should probably record it for sure. But each request when you go to kentcdodds.com hits the database with a bunch of different queries. Every single page is dynamic, all loaded from SQLite. I actually have two databases: one for a cache and one for the actual data. And yeah, it's screaming. It's so fast, and it is. There are so many good things about like zero latency, and we could go on and on.
And you run it in production. Like, by the way, when I claim we are SQLite for production, I don't mean that there is no way to run SQLite with, in production except for us. I mean that we want to make that journey easier, right? That's what we're trying to do with Thurso. But like, I'll the talk's not going to be too much about our product. If anybody is welcome to go to Thurso.tech and take a look at what we offer, take a look at what we have there. But again, mostly about SQLite itself as a technology, the cool things it can do, some of the limitations. Like, everything has limitations. Like, I think we sometimes people go a lot into this mindset of thinking, oh, what is the best technology, right? What the best, the best, the best. But the reality is that, like, everything has pros and cons, right? So you, I want to talk a little bit more about that, about like how, again, everything has pros and cons, but I still believe that for a large variety of use cases, not a niche amount, for a large variety of use cases, the pros are much, much higher than the cons. Fine technology, maybe I'll get a quote from you, Kent,
Well, yeah, for what it's worth, I migrated from Postgres to SQLite. I am a super fan, and it like in recent years, a lot of attention has been coming over to SQLite. So of course, Thurso, what you're all doing, Fly has LiteFS and Lightstream, and then Cloudflare has their D1
D1.
data, which is SQLite based. Even like I think IndexedDB or some storage thing in the browser is also SQLite based or inspired at least. So anyway, it's SQLite is fantastic, phenomenal technology. I'm super excited that you're going to be speaking about the that database at Epic Web. Is there any other like peek that you can give us into what you're planning on for your talk at this point?
Not that I prepared the talk already, but I think that likely it's going to be done. I've been having a fairly busy schedule. We're going to have a very busy month of March on our side here. So I've been focusing a lot on that. But like I do have a more or less sketch of a, you know, something approximating a mental model of what I want to talk about. And I think it will just be talking about the limits of SQLite, right? And in talking about the limits, you can show that, yes, it has limits, but hey, look, I mean, it's not small, right? Yeah. So like in talking about the limits, you can talk about what the database is capable of doing, right? Just to.
Yeah. That's actually, I love that approach, because I think that, a lot of the time when you're a super fan of a particular technology, people are always asking you, well, what are you going to, like, what will you not use this for? When I was working at Remix, people would constantly ask me, like, okay, so like Remix sounds cool. What is Remix not good for? And people are always very interested in what those limits are. And mm-hmm. I think what you're describing is really going to surprise people. They're going to hear things that you say about SQLite and its limits, and they're going to say, wait a second, I'm not even close to that limit in my use case. And so maybe I should give SQLite a try for all the benefits that it offers.
Yeah. Maybe this is inspired by a book that I was reading the other day. That talk about like when a police, there's a detective that is like collecting evidence for a case, and then he talks about like how can they determine like that the evidence was tampered with and modified. So you see that the claim is not that the evidence was not tampered with, because all evidence at some point, I mean, something will happen, and especially eyewitness testimony, which it was the one particular example he was describing. Like over time, as you transcribe this and etc., like you can have variations. Like every time you tell the story, you can have a variation. But if you have a track record of what those variations are, like you don't have to go and try to defend this wasn't altered. Just say no, we know this, how this was altered, and because of that, I have actually even more confidence now on the original version, because I know exactly, like in a sense, you have more confidence on the original now that you know which alterations happen than like if you are, I was going to say, now this was, of course, this wasn't altered. This is the original testimony. And look, I think about it. It's all the same reason why we have version control. You can see how your software was evolved over time, and you can learn something from that. And I think I haven't sat down and written the talk yet, subject to change. But I think that the mental model that I plan to approach is this. I mean, in showing you the limits of this technology, right? So it's not a claim, oh, this is great, it has no limits and et cetera, but like in showing you the boundaries, you can understand by yourself that what lies within the boundaries is a lot, right? Just
that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I love that approach, Glauber. I think that people are going to love that. And I really appreciate you coming to speak at the conference. Is there anything that you would like attendees to come up and chat with you about, ask you about when they're at the conference with you?
Look, I'm not a application developer or front end person, but always eager to learn. So would love to get people coming and telling me like what they want from their databases and what their use cases are. Like, what are the problems that you have in your day to day? You know, how other databases, especially databases like ours that are like SaaS offerings, do not provide you with the best experience, and how can we do to help? Again, I come from this background of like systems level databases. I don't have a lot of experience writing application software. So the way for me to understand how to provide y'all with the best service is by talking, hearing, listening. So this is super valuable to me. And people can also come and talk to me about whatever they think is valuable to them as well. Like, let's not be selfish. overall, if you haven't noticed through this interview, I love talking. So just come and talk to me. We're going to have a good conversation.
Super. Hey, thanks so much, Glauber. Really appreciate your time. And we'll see you in April.
We'll see you there, Ken.